Come along and visit with Lodi winemaker Tim Holdener. He's the owner of Macchia Wines. Tim exemplifies the true hands-on grape producer and winemaker. He's in the fields and in the winery throughout every stage of the process. Specializing in Zinfandel and Italian varieties, Tim joined a handful of other Lodi producers who started Lodi Native, a group who made a commitment to process their wine using only an ancient, truly hands-off approach to winemaking, which starts with a reliance on using only native yeast and letting the wine basically make itself. Holdener was a skeptic at first, but he's an ardent convert now, as every one of his creations using the Lodi Native approach has been a home run out of the ballpark success. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join Tim Holdener as he talks about his grape growing and winemaking philosophy. Tim Holdener, Macchia Winery in Lodi, California. What a pleasure to come to your home and your winery and meet you guys.
Well, it's very nice meeting you. I'm glad you came.
I am too. Did you know as a kid that this would where you would wind up in ag?
No, absolutely not. It didn't occur to me till I was over the age of 30 that being a winemaker was even an option. I mean, of course, I gravitated to wine at an early age, probably drinking it a little bit before I was 21 years old. But we would go to the wineries and we would do the tours. And I was surprised at the knowledge that I gained through that at such a young age. I thought I was just going out learning how to drink wine. I didn't know I was learning how it was made. And then a friend of mine, Italian family, would make their small allotments of wine every year, and then they invited me over there to learn how to make wine, and we had
these were home wine
making. Home wine making, yeah. So we were making maybe a barrel of wine, and it was so romantic. The mom would play Italian opera, they would go to the garden and get vegetables, and we'd have these great meals for lunch, and I thought that's what the industry was like. So I said, I want to do this. Well, when I started working for wineries, I would wear shirts that said, where's the romance? Because it's mostly a lot of hard work with a little bit of romance. But I was still super happy working 12-hour days. And I said, we need to start a winery. And our first year sold out the first year. And I looked at my wife and I said, guess what? We get to do this again. And so far, it's actually worked pretty good for us.
That's cool. And the name of your winery?
Is Macchia Winery. And it's Italian for the spot. So we actually don't own any vineyards. We feel that we get our grapes from California's best spots. And we specialize in Zinfandels and Italian varieties. And a lot of those old vine Zins are 100 plus years old. Really hard to buy a vineyard that's 100 years old because it's been in a family for so long. But you can buy grape from some pretty special places and you get to meet some pretty special people along the way.
Mm-hmm. You purchase some in the foothills of the Sierras?
Yes, we get from two separate vineyards up there, the original Grand Pere, one of the oldest, if not the oldest, producing Zinfandel vineyard in the state. And then just across the street is a beautifully maintained Zinfandel vineyard called the Lindstedt Vineyard.
So when did you open and start your own winery and wine sales?
We became a bonded winery in 2001, was our first vintage, and maybe as a home winemaker 10 years before that, and a couple years of working at different wineries along the way.
And you're hands-on in the process from field and the day of picking?
I'm out in the fields weeks, if not over a month before harvest, checking the grapes, tending the grapes. I feel that right now is the time winemaking starts. It starts at pruning, and then you got to go through check bud break. You got to sucker. You got to shoot thin. You got to drop adrasion. I'm very hands-on. I didn't start a winery to become mid-level management. I really enjoy the winemaking part of it.
So that's where you want to be whenever you can.
Oh, absolutely.
Hands-on. Talk about in the processing.
In the processing, a typical day for me begins before sun comes up. I'm in the vineyard. I'll try to go through and check the vineyards that I feel are getting close. Then I'll be showing up at the vineyard when the pickers get there we are picking that day. I will bring the grapes back to my staff, and usually when that's through, I will jump on the crusher or the press, depending on what we're doing that day, and help sort if we needed to sort, or pull leaves if we needed to pull leaves. And then every night I'm doing the punch downs or pumping over.
So you're literally hands-on. You're not supervising. You're physically doing the punch down yourself sometimes.
Oh, every single day. There's something about feeling the grapes is a way to tell if they're ripe or not. Smelling a fermentation is a way to tell if there's any problems or there's any stress. And, you know, if you're the owner and you're putting the name on the bottle and you're trying to make everything work, you might be a little more concerned than a cellar worker would be. So it's just easier to have me there than I can make decisions right then and there. I don't have to read a piece of paper to find out what's going on.
Easier for yourself and your own brain.
It is. And it's something I love doing. I get a little melancholy at the end of harvest saying, you know, we don't get to do this again for another year. And then usually August or September comes, and then I get a little antsy, just like going, oh, no, I don't know if I want to work 3 or 4 months without a day off every day, 12 hours as an easy day. But I always do look forward to it.
Let's talk about a real fascinating program that y'all started here in Lodi, and that's called Lodi Native, and you were involved in that from its inception.
Yeah, we as winemakers around here, several of the wineries do make wines from some pretty special places, and we wanted to share those places with the rest of the world, and we wanted to find a way that our influence over the finished product was held at a minimum, and what people taste in the bottle is something from that vineyard. So what we did is we absolutely handcuffed ourselves, in my opinion, meaning we can't really do anything to it. We can't add acids, we can't add enzymes, we can't add even water. So we have to pick our grapes at the perfect time so that they'll ferment to dryness and still have all the flavors that we want. And then again, we don't want to influence it with a heavy layer of new oak, so they all go into neutral barrels. So what you're getting in the bottle is a true expression of what that vineyard comes from. You know, you're getting the yeast from that vineyard is what's fermenting it. So it just becomes as a pure, clean expression of the vineyard.
So on one level, native as in primitive, as in primordial, right?
It's native as it's typically called, the native yeast that come from the vineyard. I mean, it came through several names. It was Naked Wines for a while because it is stripped down naked to just grapes and us doing nothing, basically.
Over the years, I've talked to many UC Davis grads, not recent grads, but back in the day anyway. They consistently would tell me we're basically forbidden from doing native yeast fermentation.
Right.
Not a part of the model. The fear, obviously, was shutdown of that fermentation. And yet I meet guys like you and people that have 90,000 case production that are doing all native yeast production. So it can work.
Yeah, I was a huge skeptic at first. I am using it in my protocol just about everywhere now. But before I made wine on the home wine making level, I was making beer. So you could make the same batch of beer every single weekend and only tweak, you could weigh out your malts, your hops, your barleys, whatever you're using, and it's a recipe, so it's the exact same thing. And all you do is change the yeast and you have a totally different tasting beer. So I'm a huge proponent of the yeast really make a difference in the kinetics of the wine or the flavors at the finish. So I was a little skeptical. That being said, some of my highest rated wines, whether it's in a wine competition or a magazine, have been through the native fermentation. So they're gradually winning me over.
Isn't that fascinating? Because it's out of your hands.
Yes. It is a leap of faith. It's something that you really have to trust, but you really have to watch it. You really have to manage temperatures. You have to manage what you can manage using the protocol that we need to use. And then I'm using it in other areas too, like Barbera's and other places. And it's fun. It's exciting that Mother Nature is doing it all by herself, basically.
And it must be really a tough one. It doesn't sound like for you so much, but certain personalities to strip away control. I mean, that's anathema to the art of the winemaker.
Well, the six guys that started this, I would say I was the one that was kicking and screaming the most, saying, if we're doing a project, we needed to do it the best we can. We really need to make the best wines possible. And then the sommelier that was kind of guiding us, Randy Caparoso, says, no, we want to show the place. We want to do everything we can do to show the place. So I reluctantly agreed, and it actually turned out pretty darn good.
Very cool. Yeah, well, proof is in the pudding, and my taste tonight was definitely proof. Awesome wine.
All right, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I just want to say that it's a great time to live in Lodi. It's a great place to live. It's great being part of this community, and really proud to be stuck in Lodi.
Oh, cool. Could somebody order your wine online?
Yes, absolutely. We have a website, makia.com, or you can reach us on Facebook or the usual ways. We're located in Lodi, California. Our phone number is 209-333-2600, and we'd be happy to take the order from you.
Awesome. Tim, thank you so much for sharing. What a joy to come and taste your wine today.
Thanks again.
We've been speaking with Tim Holdener, the owner and winemaker at Macchia Winery in Lodi, California.
Oh, Lord, I'm stuck in Lodi again.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers from the San Francisco Bay Area include Molly Blaisdale, Lori King, and Susie Rodriguez. Melissa Corbin reporting, Tennessee. Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada. Kim Schneider from Michigan. Elaine Masters in San Diego. Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon. Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas. And Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.